just after the snow cover disappears before green up. That vegetation greens and it holds moisture. So it's when that dead vegetation, especially on those dry, warm, and windy days, that's typically when we see wildfires happening. So timing-wise, it's been a late fire season for us because of all the snow and rain that we've had throughout the month of April. So it does seem a little unusual that we're, you know, in the May months and kind of seeing this activity, but it's always going to be that burn window shortly after the snow disappears.
This was the worst in 30-some years. What contributed to that fact?
Kind of the right place at the right time. This is old paper mill property, industrial land. It's a pine plantation, mixed hardwood. It's a high fire-prone area. It's a very rural area. You know, we don't know how long the fire was burning before it was reported. So it's a combination of a lot of factors.
You are a wildfire prevention specialist. What steps does Wisconsin take during the course of a year to try to prevent this kind of thing from happening?
You know, ironically, in this particular area of the state, we had a windstorm back in 2011. So we had planned, because of the abundant fuel load in that area, for this type of fire that occurred. So it's, believe it or not, we've had a lot of training sessions, fuels reduction efforts where we're removing fuels to slow or stop a fire and educating homeowners on what they can do to protect their homes in the event of a fire. We implement emergency restrictions. So, you know, as the fire danger changes from day to day, we certainly restrict burning aggressively in order to keep the public safe.
When you say removing fuels, what do you mean?
A typical fuels reduction project might be putting in a mineral soil to slow or stop a fire. If you go down to the mineral soil, that will slow or stop fires. Another way to reduce fuels would be around a home. You know, homeowners can reduce their risk of wildfire by removing dead trees, using rocks, using fire-safe building materials. So there's a lot of ways that we can reduce the fuel load in order to prevent a fire from spreading.
I know you're not part of fighting the fire, but how does Wisconsin go about containing these types of things?
We fight fire from the ground typically, and we also bring in air resources either on contract or we partner with Canada, the National Guard, to use air resources. So our typical wildland fire is fought by using a tractor plow or a dozer. And what that does is, again, kind of going back to that whole concept of putting a fuel break, that we, these tractor plows dig a furrow, what we call a furrow, which is a big mineral soil break, and it slows or stops the fire. And then they go back and reinforce those lines, making sure that there aren't any spot fires that cross over that furrow. And we also use the air resources to drop water and foam to like put any spot fires out. So, and that's really what they're focusing on right now in that particular area of the state.
There's going to be quite a bit of damage up there. How do the forests and the land up there recover? How long does that take? If people will be going up there this summer and next summer, what is it going to look like?
Well, it's kind of a shock for a lot of people. You're going to see black. It's going to look barren. But you'd be surprised how quickly a forest will recover from a wildland fire. It's part of the natural role in our ecosystem. You know, unfortunately, this wasn't planned, and there are homes at risk, and that's certainly not something that's part of the plan here. So it's shocking. It'll cause people to talk and think and maybe plan for the future. So it's a good reminder of what happened here, and it's a great learning opportunity.